Don't drop your handbag, Sharon.
This guy finished the game.
Yeah, Benny.
This guy won the game.
What? How's it? Freddie, Joey, how many of them are there? But
you got that guy upstairs. He's got 1 million cameras.
I'm not apologizing for nothing. I'm still not apologizing for the storm, bro.
Like, hey, they gave the wrong Jerome the suspension.
Yeah. Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way. Trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode.
Whoa.
And I wonder...
And Matt Burden is the most beautiful sight.
What it means. Are we ready to go? Flaxy, we good?
And I wonder.
Hectic Fred, we good?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of League Lads. We have a bit of a different setting today. Some renovations happening at my place, so we've shifted our headquarters into a better place. Something more practical at the moment. Let's get started straight away. I want to say, before we do anything rugby league, I just want to say Ramadan Kareem to everyone that's, doing it, celebrating it, or has a friend that's in this month at the moment. It's a beautiful month full of blessings, hunger for a good reason, and a lot of sacrifice. So just give a shout out to everyone that's fasting. It is long hours and long days, but you know what we do it for a good reason. And I hope everyone has a beautiful, beautiful month. The boys, we had Futur Tayyar together for the first time in Ajibi history. Flaxi ate with us, Fred ate with us. We all had fun Futur together. And we're in a bit of a food coma, but we're still going to get League Lads done. Any words to anyone celebrating Ramadan, Mr. Fred?
Best of luck, boys.
You're going to drink some water at my house at 5 p.m.
Yeah, I know. they were eating the snood in front of me, bro, knowing I can't eat it. So now I'm going to get them back, bro.
All right, let's get straight into the footy, bro. Let's do a round review. The agenda's a bit different today. We're going to do a round review. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's about 5 games here that I want to speak about. And if you want to add anything, we can go from there. First things first, the Brisbane Broncos and the Rabbitohs. Now, what a game. I've got a few dot points here. Shout out to Payne Haas because he is doing Ramadan. I don't know if he was fasting on the day or not, but you could see towards the end they took him off and they brought him on. They were trying to like load manage him, Kawhi Leonard style.
No, he got injured.
Then he got injured. Yeah,
he doesn't get injured.
But he wasn't
much.
That great. Like it wasn't like you could tell it had a bit of effect on him. So shout out to him.
To be fair, last year, bro, he probably played his best football during Ramadan, bro. Look at Kyrie as well, bro. Like
Kyrie today was slapping, bro.
They're in the zone, lad. You know.
Yeah, Benzema back in the Champions League days. First things first, bro. Reece Walsh. Now, what a player, bro. Honestly, every single week I watch this guy and I'm in awe. Like I just don't even know how he tops it more and more week in, week out. His acceleration is crazy. There was that point where he went, I think I've said this last season on League Lads. He was on the right side, right or left, I can't remember, but he got the ball and he just slowed down everything and he just hit the accelerator, bro, and he just flew. Like, bro, the Rabbitohs couldn't contain him, bro.
He reminds me of like Barber, bro. Like 1 minute he's like in a jog or a light jog and the next minute he's gone full sprint. See you later, bro. You know?
And they're just shooting
that
off.
That try was insane. It was all him, bro.
Far out. Just his determination. And he didn't have a good first half.
Yeah.
His first half was very scrappy. He dropped the ball from a dummy half play. I was just, everything was everywhere. But man, I think that's what you're seeing. Great, great players that when the shit's getting tough, they just know how to pull that next gear and get to that next level.
Yeah, Brisbane, look, they didn't look that good. Like I said, they were washed. Like, you know, but they really were, bro. Like, they had moments where they just looked so bad. And it's like, I have this thing, it annoys me when something's working and they go away from it. When the other team didn't do anything to adjust, Katoni Staggs, every time they went right, he was just absolutely killing them. Like, absolutely.
It was on one, man.
Richie Kenna could not stop him. He was, like, on an absolute rampage every time he touched the ball. He touched the ball, like, 4 times the whole game.
Stacks. Like, yeah, he was on a rampage.
Yeah, like if they just gave him the ball more, he would have been absolutely like they would have put 50 on him.
Yeah.
But right. It would work. Like they give him the ball, he'd make a line break. And then he doesn't touch the ball again for 15 minutes. You know?
He's gotta get more busy, I think, Stacks. And when he does get busy, it's crazy, bro. Even his defense was unbelievable too, man. There was certain moments.
He's a mad player, bro. But like he is when you have a mismatch, you better be like giving this bike the ball, you know.
Yeah,
like,
you better go at him all night, man.
Yeah, but they don't give him enough ball. And I know they got Cobb on other.
Yeah, shout out to Cobb.
And he had a really good game. I think Katoni was the better weapon. Like, if he got more, like, he should have got more ball. But Cobb also had a mad game, bro. And, like, it will take some time for him to fully adjust at center. But right now, South's weak points, definitely their centers, man. Like, their centers are just.
Campbell Graham back ASAP, bro.
Yeah, and Wyden, like, you know, well, now they're talking about maybe him playing in the halves. We haven't got the team list yet, but. Yeah, they need to get some centers in ASAP, like from Hells, or find some somewhere.
Not even that, man. I just think they just need to put Wyden in. I just think that team doesn't have enough gear. Like, I don't know, bro. When I watch Souths, and we know Souths, they concede, but they can score like 3 tries in 10 minutes. It's like a special for them. But Johnston didn't have an easy path on the game day. Like, they struggled so much, and I think they really need, like, you have to look at that next option. Like, oh, we need Wyden back now. We need to get someone that... I don't know what he can provide a lot. He's Jack White. They need that mongrel. Provide a lot. And like, bro, even Cody Walker, man, he was trying, but the biggest talking point is Latrell Mitchell. Now everyone's blowing up about the interview he did after, where he was just swearing and whatnot. Now I get it. I'm going to give you my 2 cents on it, as usual. I get people don't like that he swore. It was live TV and it was like an interview or whatever it was. He's got to stay professional. Yeah, he's got to stay professional. But I look at the other side where the guy just lost the game when he knew, like, Latrell knows out of everyone, he knows they could have done better. They should have got the job done. Because towards the end, they just got, like, there was, like, no chance for them, bro. Brisbane were just way too classier, way too better. But I understand his frustration. It makes sense, bro. He's upset. But he can't be swearing like that, man.
Yeah, he's the leader, bro. I get it. Like, when they lose, he's the one that they're going to blame, you know. But... yeah, you just can't be doing that, eh?
Nah,
like, I get when you win a grand final or...
Yeah, Radley swear, yeah. Like, oh, bees. Like, I get that. You know, you're in excitement and happiness, but...
But yeah, that's a situation. You got to compose yourself. Yeah,
and he brought up the 100 tries. He's like, I scored the 100 tries today. Like, and I think the Rabbitohs fans, like, looked at it like, bro, you didn't even do enough. Why are you praising your tries and that? And I understand that, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'll be critical on my superstar as well if he was to do something like that. But in the end of the day, it's rugby league. It's adrenaline. The guy literally just finished the game. Disappointed, probably couldn't compose himself. And if he had it back, I reckon he'll do different.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure. He's at the age now where he can't, like, he's not that young anymore to be doing stuff like that. I think he's got to be a better role model, a better leader, and just probably not do that stuff, eh?
I've got a question for you. Rhys Walsh and Latrell Mitchell. Does Rhys Walsh already have, like, more to his game than Latrell Mitchell, from what we've seen recently? You can't compare trophies and stuff because Latrell Mitchell at the Roosters was a freaking force of nature, bro. But he shied away from that last couple of years. And it takes us to Queensland and New South Wales, you know, fullbacks or centres that could play there. Does he have it? Like, does he have more to his game than Latrell?
I think on his day, Latrell Mitchell was probably the best fullback in NRL, apart from, let's say, Tommy Turbo. I think Tommy Turbo on his day is unstoppable. Like, literally, good luck trying to stop him, you know, but... Latrell, he just doesn't do it enough. And I think Rhys Walsh is the better fullback because he just does it more consistently, you know what I mean? And I love Latrell. He's one of my favorite players.
Me too, bro. Shout out, he commented on your...
Yeah, I know. Like, how mad is that, you know? But it's like, he just doesn't do it enough. But if there's one guy that can just, in 10 seconds, change an entire game, it's him, you know? Like, he's just... At the end of the day, Rhys Walsh is a small body. Like, Latrell is so fast for his size. He's massive. Like, if he's on his day, bro, you just can't do anything. Yeah. You know, and I think, like, on their best day, I think Latrell's still a better fullback than pretty much anyone. But he does that day, he's few and far between. Whereas Rhys Walsh is pretty consistent.
Yeah, Rhys Walsh is very, very good. At the moment, you're obviously taking Rhys Walsh, but people forget what Latrell Mitchell did in his last couple of years. Like,
yeah, he's...
Even in Origin, remember that Origin series, he was just a monster, bro.
Yeah, he's just the enemy of the media and a lot of the fan base, you know?
And I get it, man. Like, I feel bad for him sometimes because he's under the spotlight so much, bro. Everything he does is so much like, Latrell did this, Latrell did that. And yeah, the agenda on it is crazy, but... Yeah, or hope you can turn around, Latrell. We're big fans here, man. Like, we do be critical and stuff, but we're just reviewing a game in the end of the day.
Yeah, so it's all love, bro.
It's all love. And he commented on your thing.
That's
so
pretty mad.
You had a good weekend. We'll talk about that. We'll get into it.
He did look sus with Rhys Walsh. He's not beating the allegations now, bro. There's no explanation. He just gave him a full kiss on the neck, bro.
What's that song you played on top of it?
Oh, George Michael, Careless Whisper.
Tonight the music. Oh, that was so good, bro.
It just looks so... Like, with the music, it's just like, bro, that's just...
I like seeing that, bro. Like, at the end of the game, how they knew, like, they gave... I mean, like, Rhys Walsh gave it all, and Latrell finally gets that try. I know that they think... I reckon fans were zhinning, like, bro, I don't want to see that get up.
Bro, because if I'm watching Drew Hutchison do that after I just lose, like, by 20 points, bro, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I'm going to be angry.
So. So pissed. But this is Latrell and Walsh will take it.
Yeah, it's a different story. All right, let's get into the Penrith Para game just quickly. Moses Leota is the GOAT. I love him.
What a machine.
I fucking love him. Hey, let me tell you something. Flex, you in the back. Listen, There's a. I don't want another guy running at me, but if, I'd rather anyone run at me than Moses Leora. He's just so scary, cuz.
Yeah, and it's like.
I made a TikTok where I was like, he just drives a Tarago and he just does his job. But people were like, oh, you're offensive. I'm not offensive, bro. Let us drive Taragos too. Bro, we all drive like we're all the same, bro, you know? But what I was trying to say is he's so simple. He's not one of those guys, you know, interviews. He just fucking gets the ball, runs hard, fucking does his gritty work, puts his team on his back when they need to.
And he never gets credit. And
they lost Fisher Harris. Fisher Harris got belted in the first half. Yeah, but so he got, so that's a big loss, bro. Especially with Paris fourth pack. Paris have a good fourth pack.
Oh, Lindsay Smith, lad, don't worry.
Yeah, well, they got good players. Hey,
Leota never cops, like he never gets his flowers, bro.
Never.
Because he's always outshined by so many other players in the team. But, bro, he actually has his best games in the big games and against Parramatta. He always has a blinder against Parramatta.
Even grand finals,
the
bro.
Grand final was his best game ever, bro.
Bro, wow.
They could not stop him, man. That footwork and agility was insane, bro, but...
Smile on his face too.
I gotta give my flowers to Tungo, bro. That bloke was killing them. Like they could. I know he was up against a back row. He probably doesn't know how to defend the position, but bro, they couldn't. They legit couldn't stop him.
Nah.
Like, and he just signed a massive contract. And you know, a lot of people were saying stuff about it. Look, it is a lot of money.
What's the contract?
Center, 850.
Wow.
Highest paid center.
I don't even know that. What the hell?
Or maybe even more. Is it 850?
I'm not sure about.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for a long time.
They got
time.
Him on that freaking Suge Knight death row contract, yeah, bro. That Chelsea contract.
Yeah,
bro.
But why would you want to leave, bro? That's like death row in his prime, you know?
Yeah, like he can be at his peak in the next couple of years too, and they still have 3-4 years. They've tied him down. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. And like, hey, they've let a lot of players go now. So that's another homegrown guy that they sort of want to keep, you know? Like, and he just was so damn good. He definitely shut a lot of people up with that performance. And that's Parramatta's downfall. Like their weak part of their team is their centers, or not Pennacini, but specifically like you know, like having Morgan Harper as a starter is he's gonna have his good game every once in a while, but you sort of want someone that's more consistent
in defense as well.
And I know he was playing on the wing, and he's definitely an upgrade on Wonga Blake, in my opinion. But I think that's if you look at it for a glaring weakness, that's the one. And no disrespect to Morgan Harper, it's just his team all around him is so good. I feel like they're just going to funnel his side.
And they did that, bro.
And they did that.
They did that perfectly.
Even though Simonsen got hurt very early on.
And shout out Simonsen, bro.
But and they had to reshuffle still. They've lost guys like Nia Kore, and that's where he would go. He was Mr. Fix-It. Now you have to sort of rely on Madison to be your Mr. Fix-It.
And that's not.
And I don't think anyone was as good at, like, besides Mitch Orbison, Nia Kore is one of those Mr. Fix-It guys that never got... Like, he's probably one of the best Mr. Fix-It guys.
Yeah, you just put him on. We've had in the Band-Aid for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you lose a center, people play fullback if you want,
bro. Imagine that, bro. Nearcore the fullback. That's crazy.
He would get suspended still.
You got to give Parra their flowers. I've written this down because I feel like they were in the game. No matter what was happening, they were in the game, bro. And, like, as a Penrith fan, you were probably like, bro, come on. Kill the game, boys. And Parramatta didn't have that in them. Like, last year, they would probably, you know, down their tools or lose a game, that's it.
Yeah.
Or struggle to find points, but they just kept coming back. And them, and I got them on the list with the Sharks, two teams that, and Melbourne have that in their DNA, but two teams that are just, they're always going to be there. I feel like, what we've seen of two games, if they can keep that with them, then it's a big step for them in finals footy. Anything else on the Power Penrith game before we move on?
Yeah, like I think both teams are going to be like proper teams this year. And I think with no field position, their attack looked really, really good. And honestly, Penrith's defense at times looked really soft.
Yeah.
Our defense was... I said it was lacking compared to last week. Last week, our defense was better. But our attack was better this week.
Yeah. Well, they got a jaw again. Like, get used to, they've won three things in a row.
Yeah, you don't... Like, you hate to see... Like, Sean ain't gone through untouched, bro. It's not like... You don't see that with Penrith, can see Detroit, bro. You know?
You never see a dummy half go through...
Yeah, that was weak as
bro,
well.
Bro, he's a guy, bro. Lussick, Joey,
he deserves
Lussick,
his flowers, man.
He's pumping everyone, bro. Like, he's so fast. He's kicking 40-20s, bro. Like, this guy is a major find. Last year, their biggest weakness was hooker.
Because they lost money.
Yeah. And, you know, Hands is a kid, you know. And this is like, this guy looks like, I know there's so many damn Lussicks, you know what I mean? But
Darcy
like,
Lussick.
Bro, like, there's Freddie Lussick. Lussick. Bro, this bloke is looking like a damn seasoned pro, bro. I don't know how old he is. I thought he was Freddie. I'm like, when did this guy go?
Freddie,
bro.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? How's it, Freddie, Joey? How many of them are there? But nah, this guy's a gun, bro. Get him in your fantasy. Get him in your super coach before he goes up, bro, next week.
Quick, my bad. I'm going to put my hand up and raise my hand. And I said this to you in the group chat. Cowboys, bro. My bad. I'm apologizing to them. Right? You cannot apologize. I'm just going to say my bad because I tipped against them and they made me eat my words. Look, we're not going to talk about that game. Melbourne and the Warriors. Melbourne and the Warriors.
That was a mad game.
Was it? I didn't watch it.
Bro, the Cowboys were should have lost.
Oh, yeah, they
that
came
game,
back and won the game.
Yeah. They were like, bro, they should have lost that game. I'm not apologizing for nothing. I'm still not apologizing for the storm, bro. I'm still down on that hill, bro. I just saw two flukes. That's what I saw, bro. But the Knights, bro, they just let in too many soft tries. You can't be doing that, man.
And they were on top the Knights for pretty much the most of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bottled it, man.
Like, good on the Cowboys. Tommy Dearden, Chad Townsend.
Fuck, Dearden's looking good as well, man.
Freedom Lukey, tough injury, but man.
Yeah. Big loss for them on
like,
the side.
I hope he can get some, like, the injury gods can smile on him a bit, you know?
Yeah.
The rugby league gods can smile on him because you don't want to see him get injured again.
Classic
six
Gus
to eight
Gould
weeks.
One. That's a classic Gus Gould quote, rugby
yeah,
league
six
gods.
To 8 weeks, bro.
let's get into the game that was one of the best games we've watched, the most craziest ending ever.
I missed it.
You missed this game, but oh my goodness, bro. Melbourne started off very, very strong. Melbourne and Warriors is what we're speaking about. Melbourne started off very, very strong. I have a few players I want to speak about. Give them their credit. Brian Papenhuyzen, that second half, fucking phenomenal. I had you super coach, turned it around for me completely. You won me my round. I'm so happy. Thank you very much. Tuopiki and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Now, Tuopiki, I don't know where this kid spawned from, but he plays rugby league like he's a veteran. Like he knows... Like, you know when you watch a player, like, you know when we say Reece Walsh and we're like, yeah, he can do whatever he wants because like, he can try that because he's so good. I feel like Tuopiki plays like that.
Yeah.
He has that in his character where I'm like, bro, he was freaking stepping people in his like own goal, getting out of the thing. Like, and he's this small.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not worried about, I'm going to get hit, I'm going to get whacked, I'm scared in the height, when the ball's in the, he just didn't care. All the confidence in the world. And just when you thought Klokstad's injury was bad, they have someone to replace him.
Yeah, but they definitely miss... Chansey.
100%.
And I think when he comes in, they're just going to look a lot better defensively because they just play differently when he plays, you know? Yeah.
There's more structure around them.
Yeah, and fullback has to talk a lot and younger fullbacks don't talk like as much as experienced ones do, you know? And like, again, more big game experience. Chansey's that sort of guy when the lights are the brightest, he plays his best games, bro. It's like Dylan Edwards, man. Like, he just doesn't stop. And I really like Chansey. And I think he comes back next week potentially. And
yeah.
That'll be a big boost. I really like Joe Chan, bro. I watched the game after, but live I didn't get to see it because I was at my uncle's birthday. But I ended up watching the game after when I got home. And Joe Chan is one rookie. Really, he played good last week, but this week played really good as well. Got a try assist. They're spamming that. Like, they did it twice. They did it last week too, where they give it to the back row and he quickly gives a shovel pass to, like they're looking like they're doing basketball passes to Ryan Papenhuyzen. But saw the Roosters picking it up yesterday as well. And maybe this is going to be a play that becomes, something that other teams pick up on because it's pretty easy to execute.
It's very handy as well.
Yeah, and, like, if you have a fullback that you need to give him some space, you only need this much space for him to go crazy. Ryan's that sort of guy, Reece Walsh, you know what I mean? Like,
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, man.
But RTS, bro. I'm
RTS,
so glad to have him back.
Wow. Can you give us a glazing little glaze to RTS?
I love him, bro. It's just
bro, he done a step or two. I was like, what is that? It was like insanity, bro. It was so good to see him back. And I'm liking him at center, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I like him there.
Yeah.
I feel like he's more, he's getting more dog work in, like more of the dirty work, sorry. And he's getting more busy. And that's what you want to see from a player.
Giving the ball, bro. And yeah, like their weakest point was set. Like, they're just going to get so much better. I think the Warriors were the better team on the day.
Definitely, 100%. Everyone agrees with that.
Yeah, and I think you leave that game, you're annoyed, but you sort of have your head up high, bro.
It's not easy to do that to Melbourne at their home ground
at
as well.
Amy Park, I know. Not everybody can be the Dogs, you know, yeah. And pump them by, 20. But look at a Melbourne go without Munster.
Far out.
Bro, I still think they're not making it.
Listen.
And it wasn't the fact that their top seven team was bad. It's just they don't have much depth, man. They're like the Dolphins, bro. Like, as soon as they... A few injuries come in, Origin comes around, then we drop on points, bro. And I don't know, it's going to be a tough league this year. So many good teams, I don't think you're going to drop points. And I will die on this hill. I'm not going to backtrack. You know, if I'm...
I'm backtracking, bro.
I get proven wrong, but I know in the NRL, things change very quickly. You know, everyone thought Dragons were back, bro. Much premieres, you know. I thought they'd be back for 4 weeks at least, but...
March Merchants, huh?
March Merchants, bro. But no, nah, they were ass. But we'll talk about that one later, but...
Let's talk about that try.
That try.
Honestly, Xavier Coates' try. And I'm going to go out and say this, and I've watched a lot of rugby league. That was one of the greatest rugby league tries I've ever seen. If not the greatest rugby league try, because of the ending. Yeah, the way he got up in the air, my brother. And I did a bit of Phil Guild Ray Warren commentary on my TikTok.
In the air.
The way he got up, bro, it's like, what the fuck is going on? Is he going to land on his neck? Is he going to land on his wrist? Like, what's going on? And then the slight, like, his hands there, he's lifting. So much goes into that moment. So much, like, what's going through his brain, bro? And it's all instinct. We all know that. It's not like, yeah, I planned this to run and put my hand out. You might do a bit of training, but the way he leaped, jumped over, I think it was Zelezniak.
Yeah.
And Zelezniak's got the finishes.
He did a Watani, bro.
Exactly. And he got up there and puts the ball down and just to end the game, heartbreak for the Warriors, but what a try for Xavier Coates. And we know what Xavier Coates has this stuff in his locker. 100%. We know how much of a great player he is. But let's not forget a few moments before that, he knocked the ball on and I think they conceded off that, which was hard for Melbourne to come back from. But man, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. My bad to Melbourne. The thing with Melbourne is every time they lose a player or something happens, whatever, we always say, yeah, they lost him, he's gone. But Harry Grant comes in, Munster comes in, you know, Slater goes, Inglis goes, Kronk goes. Like they just sort of find a way and get through it. I hear what you're saying with top eight, with injuries and Origin. But if they can keep this streak going with this mongrel, these hard wins, yeah. I think they're easily in the eight. And probably not, I don't know about the four, but they'll be close, man.
I don't mind eating my words, man.
That's definitely right.
A hot take's a hot take, you know, but I'm sticking with it, you know. I'm not backtracking, but yeah, fuck, good on them, bro. They're playing hard, man.
I can't get out of that
try. Bellamy crazy.
Yeah, Bellamy's last season, man.
But that try, considering context, dude, it has to be like top five all time for sure.
Definitely.
Because like, you know, you see those tries, but they're never to win the game, bro. You know, Barber's one was to like...
The neck try?
The
when he landed on his neck?
Yeah, like the one against Parramatta. That was to come back from 14-0 down on the buzzer at halftime. It's pretty crazy.
This guy finished the game.
Yeah, Benny.
This guy won the game.
Benny's backflip, a front flip one was, you know, to ice the game. But they were still winning 26-22, something like that, you know. But like this one was to buzzer beater, 80th minute, fucking, like, you know, when you're in a kid, you're playing, oh, last minute, last second, and you go for it. This is like, you know, Kawhi Leonard game seven, you
this
know
This was
what I mean?
The Aguero moment.
Yeah.
Oh, Aguero!
No.
Why not?
If it's to win the grand final.
No, but what I'm saying is like the sort of in the game context, not the actual general league. But for me, that's an Aguero moment because and everyone was on their feet.
It's probably the best game winning try ever, bro, for sure.
Unbelievable. And bro, we watch a lot of sports, so that's fucking up there with a lot of things that we've seen personally. Manly and Roosters is quickly on that game. Manly looks so good, bro. They look so good. And I want to give a big, quick shout out to Luke Brooks. Because we said this last season, and I'm going to always bring this up. We said he needs a new environment. He needs to be somewhere where he's not the freaking main guy. He needs somewhere where there's no pressure. General media bullying every single week. Luke Brooks did this. Luke Brooks did that. And I know a lot of Tigers fans probably hate him or whatnot. But, man, I don't think, like, he's the one to blame.
Yeah.
He's not... Luke Brooks isn't this big game fucking, you know, Origin player where you can... But he's a great player. And if he has great players around him, he's going to get things done.
Some players just can't be that guy. They can't be the number one option,
bro. It's fine as well. It's not a problem.
Like they can't be the number one option. That's okay. It doesn't mean you're a bad player if you can't be the number one option. Not everybody can be like that, you know. But he is in a much better environment. He has guys that are that number one guy. He has guys that are him, you know. DCE, Turbo.
Ola Kawatu, man. Listen.
But this is that's what I want to talk about.
Ola Kawatu, get him his Origin jersey right now. I don't care what... It's too early, this, that. If Ola Kawatu is fit and... Well, the only thing is that I didn't care about his form. If he's fit, you fucking put him in that side.
There's no
dumb errors from him, right? All I see is aggression. And I feel like he's like a classy player, bro.
Yeah, man.
Gets the job done. He's so... Bro, he did... There was one run where he just took everyone with him.
Yeah.
And I was like... I love this guy, bro. I really, really want this guy.
He's from G40, bro. That's why.
You know, when I watch Preston, I'm so, like, trustworthy in him. That's how I look at Ola Kawatu. No silly errors, no, like, little flicks and fucking offloads on the 10 and, like, trying to do stupid things. It's just simple footy. Hard running. Gets the job done.
And he hits hard.
Michael Maguire, get that jersey for him. Print his name on it and stamp it. Put it in his room. Tell him he's ready to go.
We don't even have to tell Michael. I think Madge knows.
Madge knows.
Madge,
hopefully,
he's
bro.
Watching this bloke and he's like, I know Madge. Like, not know
him
personally,
hanged out with him back
I know what he likes to do, bro. I watched, like, I've been around South Sydney for a while, like, not, like,
yeah.
I grew up in Redfern, the grandparents still there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my family does not stop harping on about Madge. Even when he was out of a job, Madge is the best coach in NRL, still, man, still. That's what they all say, and I respect him so much. And he's a type, even though he's never played Origin, like, he's that type, that energy he brings, the mentality, like, the way he coaches is made for Origin, bro. Just all toughness, you know? I know he's looking at guys like Cameron Murray, Koloma Tangi, Big Schmole, you know, Jacob Preston, Nat Butcher, those sort of type of players. I think he's looking at him as like a potential Origin, like, you know, hard-working back rollers that put in work. There's so many to pick from, bro. Like, Jacob Preston, I don't think he's going to make it this year because they don't seem to be using him as much, but he's definitely one for the future. He's a Madge type player. He's a player that Madge would love.
Love him.
And I think he's going to lean towards those tougher players that are made for that sort of arena, you know?
We love it, bro.
But yeah, great work from Manly. Lots, like, some of their players are so silky and they like...
Classy, man.
And a big shout out to Tanella Paseka, bro. That guy was running like he hated the other team, bro.
That's what we love from a big
boy. Yeah, that's just what a player, bro.
Shout out to Tommy. And just on the losing side, shout out to Dom Young.
Yeah.
That try he scored with your commentary. I loved it. It was unbelievable. By the way, if you want any commentary, you go straight to Flexi. He reviews all the games as Fred as well. But Dom Young's try, far out. He's just a superstar. He's so quick. And just a quick shout out to Tedesco.
For actually passing the ball to him? Yeah, it's the first time he passed, bro.
Listen, last year, everyone read off Tedesco. They started telling me, like, I'm a victim as well. Like, game three, I'm like, just bring Dylan Edwards in. I think we lost the series 2-0, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. I'm like, just bring him in. But Tedesco, he looks like he's back. He's got his confidence back.
Stem cells, bro.
Yeah, it's those stem cells, bro. He's got everything. He's at the right time now in his career to, like, keep going back into his form, carrying the team. I know they lost, but Manly were just so much more classier.
Yeah.
And they're at home, so you're always going to get that advantage.
Yeah, they don't win. They have the lowest win record there, according to Rando.
At home? Roosters
have the worst record there, according to Rando. Like, 26%, 44%, 26%.
If it's according to Rando, it's correct.
If it's Rando, Rando's that guy.
Shout out to Rando. All right, well, anything else on those games before we get into the Bulldogs segment?
Nah, let's just do it, mate.
Let's get into the doggies, mate. Bulldogs. Now, I hope I can say this a lot more this season. I was actually very, very proud of that game, bro. From start to finish, I was fasting. The game was at 6 o'clock. I could break my fast at 7:20. So I pretty much watched most of the game while I was fasting. And look, the game didn't disappoint, man. I feel like the boys, they dug very, very deep. They were just gritty. Defense was so good. The attack looked so much better as well with Kikau and Burden getting more involved. And they're the two blokes that I want to give credit for because last week I was a bit critical on them, but I feel like that's what we want to see. We want to see them get more involved because when that Kikau was a kick, he was leading the kick chases every single freaking time, right? And we're gonna get into the other stuff, but just they deserve their flowers, bro.
Yeah.
Even Matty Burden, he was running more. I seen him in the middle. I seen him on the right, like he was moving around.
Yeah.
And I love that, and absolutely was great. I feel like Kurt Mann was good off the bench as well.
Yeah, Curran, bro. That's the guy that
Curran as well, man.
Far out, bro. This bloke.
He's like, just waiting to unleash.
Jox Jackson again, bro. Like, he's so good at defending, man. He wins that ball back so much. Like, like that guy right now, bro.
He wins that ball so well.
First 10 seconds, man. We got to defend the line first 10 seconds. Like, it's like deja vu from last week.
Farmasilli
and Allah.
Shout out to him, bro, because that was a bad, bad
knock. He gets better, man. I didn't know he got injured at the time. I thought he just dropped it, and I just saw him on the floor after I recorded my TikTok.
His face was hit as well. Fuck,
bro. He's... And cheek was like this,
and
bro.
Shout out the boys defended the line hard for him, bro.
Man, they were, bro, 6 all into what, an hour? They had so many opportunities. We honestly had so many opportunities. We should have got 2 tries, in my opinion, but that's what I'm going to talk about bro, I love Josh Curran so much. Came in with 10 seconds. I'm like, I thought they would have put Husey on, but maybe Josh Curran at prop is something that we want to keep going because the game is moving towards mobility, and I know our pack is very small. There's no big boppers besides Farmasilli, but...
And Husey.
Yeah, Husey's not that. He's not a.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
He's not a junior Paulo, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
different style prop.
Yeah, but I love Sammy because I thought they would have put him on, but they put Curran on. I'm like, hey, I'm not talking. I love to see this. I just wanted to play more. And I think lock, prop, I don't care where he plays. Him on there.
It looks good, man. Let's talk about I want to give a big credit to the Sharks, of course. Like I said, like, same thing as Parramatta. Like, they have this grid in them this year, bro.
Yeah, it's
like
different.
They're down and their thing, and then they're just, boys, we can win this game. And,
bro,
man, their attack in the end was just too good for us.
Yeah, I think we'll be gassed. I think they got a bit gassed.
Well, we were gassed, but not only that, like...
from the 60-minute mark, their line speed was gone. And they were like, you know, they were getting... It was going from tackles that were being made, tackles where, like, they're just hanging on and the player's making 20... I actually link it straight to when that big bopper came on, bro. I cannot remember
his name.
Oh,
he's a big fella, isn't he?
This guy was a giant,
he came off like 12 minutes and then just went, like, just did his job and went back.
They gave him the ball 50 times in 10 minutes, bro. He just wouldn't stop. No, if he's allowed to get gassed if he does that, bro... This bloke, they could not stop him. We don't have no one like that, bro.
And we defended that so well.
Yeah, they kept spamming this bloke over and over. It's like rugby live. Give it to the big bopper. Give it to the big bopper. Give it to the big bopper. It's like you had Shaq. It's like you had Shaq on your team, bro.
The most dominant.
That's when we really started to break down a bit. But then again, the Talakai, the try that Ronaldo scored. Ronaldo had a mad game. But Talakai drops that ball, bro. And
let's talk about the refereeing now. Let's get into What the F Ref, our favorite segment. It's back. Hell, we've been trying to keep away from this segment for so long, but...
This one was bad.
This was shocking, bro. I've never... Like, I know people are going to say, oh, excuses. I fucking blame you, whatever you want.
I blame the refs no matter if they're bad.
No matter what team.
Like, people will always say, at least you call it when it happens to my team. Like, if we win off bullshit, I hate it.
Yeah, me too.
But... Bro, everything from, like, I think it's just that kick out try, the referee's getting in the way. They got to change this rule, bro, because if the referee's put money on, he could just get in the way of everything. Because we saw it again now. Jerome, he's got a suspension for what? The ref's in the way. Get the fuck out of the way, you retard. Get the fuck. He's getting suspended because the referee's trying to stop him from doing his job, bro.
We'll get into that.
Get the fuck out of the way, you spastic refs.
There was more than one thing.
But no, so that kick out try, which is 100% a try.
But Trindle tackled him, like he got there.
Yeah.
All right, it was impeded. But he got there. He's never going to stop him.
He got there. If he goes low, he's falling over the line. Like, there's nothing that Trindle's doing, bro. This kick out we're talking about, mate. Then, okay. This one, look, I admit I was sold. When Kennedy went,
I was like, what the hell?
I'm like, and I just see kick out look like, what the fuck?
What the fuck did I do?
I didn't even know kick out knew that language like that. What the fuck? And then we see the replay. He slapped him on the logo.
He literally touched him. Wale actually
Kennedy had a mad game too, but what the fuck is that? You gotta fine people for that, bro.
That's what I was just about to say. Bring something in where a player milks it, you fucking penalize him. Straight out, because bro, off impact, I understand why the ref can make an error. It's fucking quick. It's a human judgment. It's fine. We all make mistakes. But you have that motherfucker upstairs.
Yeah.
You got that guy upstairs. He's got 1 million cameras. He's been in so much investment in him. Like, yeah, all these cameras, bro, angles, fucking microphones, use him properly, bro. What the hell? We touched this thing, penalized Kennedy. Tell him, yeah, you milked it. Get the fuck off.
Yeah, look.
It's a penalty for the Bulldogs, bro. Yeah. And I promise you, nobody milks after that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like in soccer, we have yellow cards.
Yeah, bro.
Someone milks it and they get sent off. You can't argue with it. Habibi, you done that to yourself.
Flopping, it's the other team's ball. That's an obvious dive, whether he's bracing himself or not. Because the guy did not get hit in the head. He didn't get hit anywhere near the head. There has to be something. And the referees, cuz, fuck.
Like, you know what burns me, bro?
Get out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way. I don't understand.
We have this bunker, yeah, and we have this rule, especially with dead balls. Like, when the ball goes dead.
They look back.
They look back. And they don't look. They should be pick and choose when they want to look back, bro. Because Wilton knocks the ball on in the in goal, and they get a line drop out. Like, there's so many instances where it's just, like, it was just a joke. And
it's frustrating. So,
like, you go look on the Instagram. Like, when they put the post of the score, it burns me because that score did not represent the game at all. This game was tight as nails, bro. And
that was a 12-12 game all out. Like,
yeah. And, like, then you look at the Instagram and there's so many people saying, I'm not a Dogs fan, but that was one of the most rigged games I've ever seen in my life. And it just...
True rugby league fans, they know what it is.
Like, it's just, it was so bad that it was obvious.
What is it?
Can I ask a question? So, what was worse, the Wigan Penrith or the Bulldogs?
The Bulldogs game, because there were so many more. There was like, it wasn't just one instance or two instances. There was like, legitimately 5, 6, 7 instances.
But the Wigan game was like a big game. It was egregious. For a trophy.
Like, Crichton is going for a high ball and he hits...
He touches the back of him.
He touches the back of his jersey and he gets called for it.
And then Blake Taff gets Abu fucked
in the middle of the air by Jesse Raymond doing the same shit as you know, like he's got his
Maron.
He's going like this, like he's gonna catch the ball and he just runs into Blake Taff. And a black tap could have, like, he looked like he was, he could have ended up in a wheelchair.
Like, listen, ball, it's call what? It's either call, don't call him at all.
Yeah.
Or call both ways. I don't care. If you didn't call it over there, you don't call it over there, I'm a happy man, brother. I'm fair. I don't care. But, bro, that, like, the referee getting in the way, how the fuck is that our fault?
Yeah.
We're attacking. Move, brother. We scored. Get the, what's it? Brother, what's that yeah. name? Brother, move. Get out of the way, bro.
Every time I see Ziggy or that Ranga ref, brother,
Listen, that Talakai, I, for the life of me, could not believe. Like, at this point,
I forgot about that. He dropped the ball.
But at that rate, I was over it. I was like, yeah, we already know what's going to happen. We're going to fucking lose this game. Stock standard. When we put a big performance in, we don't get the result. We don't even come close to the result because of the scoreline. Talakai actually drops it onto the Bulldogs player, and then he gets the kick to it. Fuck, I'm going to start doing that every single week then if I'm an NRL player.
Bro, knock-on just boot the cunt. Like, at least you get some forward position, you know what I mean?
It kills me, bro.
It all started from that Billy Slater shit from all those years ago. Because if the ball hits the ground and you're not going for a field goal,
connect
no one, you should only drop kick for a field goal. Tell the guys, like, that's what the rule has to be. And one thing that really makes me zhun, bro, is, my goodness, like, the team's gone for the two after a sin bin. The team's gone for, like, the team's just remove the two if it's more than a 4-point game, bro.
Yeah.
It's pissing me off, man. I just wanted to play football.
Yeah.
But that's just a story for another day. But honestly, I'm really proud of the Dogs. I think they showed so much grit, so much heart. This is a completely different team to last year.
Hopefully,
They're just going to keep getting better when that left-hand side gets just more confident, bro. They were killing them on the left. Kikau does his best game in years.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. Like I said, I'm worried about him becoming like a Tony Williams. He was the anti of Tony Williams. Yes, anti. He was Tony active. Williams yesterday.
That's what,
the guy was chasing every kick.
What I asked for last week.
The guy was smashing people. Effort.
What did it? Just effort. Just get involved, bro. Please, just do your. Just get involved because, fuck, bro. When you get involved, kick out. You're an absolute monster.
That was good.
And you're worth the dollar. You're worth the money you're on when you get involved.
And Burton was doing so well.
Yeah, like, shout out to Burton.
Got it. Went a bit quiet, but. That first half, that try that he set off a kick out, he beat 3-4 blokes, bro. That's the Burton I want to see more often, bro.
And our attack looked much better, bro. Like, we had more openings. We had Burton running through the middle as well more. Again, I love to see that.
The one issue that I see is just Drew Hutchison, bro. Whenever every single kick this bloke put in was a dud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's putting bombs up there in the air for 0.5 seconds.
And Crichton's trying to get there and make the most of it. Yeah. Kiraz, it's just not working out.
This is just screaming for Toby Sexton, bro. And, like, no better game to play him than against his old team. Hopefully they
got the Titans this week, yeah?
But he's got the Titans this week, and I don't think they will make changes, but I'd love to see him in there. And I hope Samuel Hughes starts or Curran starts this week rather than Liam Knight. I know Liam Knight's had two decent games in reserve grade, but every time he plays top grade, like, he's just a bit of a yikes. I think it's time to give, like, guys like Curran and...
someone we're going to keep for ages.
Yeah. Give them a shot.
Yeah, shout out to the Bulldogs, man. We're very, very proud of the effort. And no matter what happens, we absolutely always love their team, bro. Shout out.
100%,
when you just put the effort in, bro, even if we lose and we get a bit salty about the result, we're happy. We're happy people. And I think they know that, bro. Belmore represents that. Yeah. You could have the worst day and you'll drive past there and someone will make you happy. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Ajib Awards, League Lads Awards, AJB Awards, whatever you want to call it, this segment. Play of the round.
I'm going to go Ryan Papenhuyzen.
I'm going to go, that's a great point.
Yeah, Papenhuyzen or Tonga, I think, for me.
Yeah, I'll go Reece Walsh.
Yeah.
I fucking love you, mate. I'm a big Reece Walsh fan now, bro. Team of the round.
Ooh.
We can't say the same one, yeah?
I'm going to go to the Dolphins, bro.
Yeah, what a turnaround. We'll get into them.
Massive turnaround. Big credit to them, bro, because it wasn't easy, man. And, like, 38-0.
Wayne Bennett.
Dragons just look so bad, but the Dolphins also looked really fucking good, bro. 38-0, you know, I think that's their biggest win since coming back in the NRL.
Team of the round for me is Manly. Tough, gritty game, classy in the end, got the job done, and everyone, like, more than one person performed, so they're my team of the round. Fraud of the round.
The Dragons. Oh, for sure.
So I'm going refs, number one, the Dragons, number two.
Ziggy specifically.
Dragons, let's talk about the Dragons because last week they won the grand final and Tanaka bought tickets, grand final tickets, Johnny, everyone that bought tickets, they're like, we're going to Wembley, this, that, you know what I mean? They're excited. Bro, that performance was stinky. And I know they like three disallowed tries, but absolute stinker. And I'm just happy. Straight up, I'm happy. Because
they're hollow on the
game. I'm not blaming Shane Flanagan for this. This is all on the players. Like, Your coach fix it. Your coach isn't there for 38-0, and there's gonna be he's gonna axe a lot of people this week, bro. That's what I believe.
Look, I don't think he's gonna axe no one because they're one on one. But he's the problems of the Dragons are deep underlying, like deep rooted issues, man. I don't think it's something they can fix it overnight. They'll have their bright spots every now and then, but like this was a team that they should have beat. You know?
Yeah,
and
I tipped them as well.
Look, I thought they were gonna win. Their fans were in my, you know, thing saying, "Oh, bro, RFM, he could have been at the Dogs 0-2. He's at the Dragons now 2-0, before the game." Yeah, 1-1 now, cuz.
Yeah, enjoy that one.
Yeah.
March Merchants. That's pretty much our awards. Do you want to add anything to the awards? I don't think there is anything. Eh?
No. Just,
who's your super
mega
coach this
mega
week?
Mega L of the week to good old Ziggy.
Yeah, fuck you, Ziggy. Super coach, superstar this week. Anyone? Did you play fantasy?
Yeah, my best player. I didn't have a good week.
He had a bad week. Mine was Papenhuyzen, bro.
Yeah, I don't have
128, unbelievable. I was so excited for him.
Tyrell May, I put him in and he got me 70, I think. So
he got like 40 in the first half.
Yeah, good on him, bro. That's Killed Payne Haas numbers. Well, Captain Payne Haas, he just got injured.
Yeah, unlucky. All right, let's get into the news wrap-up and then we'll do our tips and we'll wrap it up for the night. The news wrap-up, first thing I got on my agenda is Spencer, 8-week ban. We didn't speak about the 8 weeks. Is it well-deserved? Just quickly, he copped 8 weeks for what he did. Your opinion, is it worth it? Should he have more? Should he have less?
I think it's fair enough. You sort of got to make an example out of him. Make sure that everybody knows it's unacceptable. I think for something a lot more like direct and you can say, yeah, that's 100% racist, it probably would have been longer. But the fact that, you know, it could, like, it's not inherently, like, it's not like a guaranteed racial remark, but the fact that the NRL, from their standpoint, has to assume that it was.
100%. They have to do something like on a worldwide
I think 8 weeks is fair. He could have got more, but 8 weeks is fair.
Yeah.
I don't think he should have got any less. If Montoya got 4 or 5 weeks.
I reckon he should have got 12 just for extra 4 just for stupidity. Straight out. But listen.
Not admitting it until then is annoying.
Listen, for me, like, the only thing that pisses me off is rugby league is a man's game, right? And I have no space for racism in the world, right? But just sort it out. Like, sort it out after. Just between you two. And that formal complaint thing, well, for me, you got to do it. If it was heard and you didn't sort it out on TV, then I get it. Like, do the formal stuff. But straight up, I would have just had a swag after, bro. Straight up, me and my teammates, you and your teammates, just have a fucking mad
swag. They tried to do that three times.
But for after what? The formal complaint already went in and Instagram blew it up. So just, you speak to a lot of players, that people that played footy, or a lot of like old school, you know, our elders, and they're like, bro, I would have just punched on after. You know, would have just, not saying violence is the key, but would have just sorted that out after. Whatever happens on the field stays on the field.
Nah,
but
bro.
Racism, I get it. So I understood both sides. And not to say that it was correct, anything that Spencer did. No way, bro. And I think he should have got extra 4 weeks for stupidity. For actually calling someone, like, it makes no sense. So
no accountability until the judiciary is this.
And then, like, the sort of, I copped the racism from before as well. No one said, like,
that's just coping, bro.
Coping mechanisms. Jerome Hughes cops 1 week, 1 game ban for ref running into him. NRL, where are you going with this league? You're ruining it.
Yeah.
You're absolutely destructing it. Jerome Hughes is one of the most innocent players in rugby league. I don't never see him cop any suspensions. He probably has, but we don't look at him and think, oh, bad boy, mongrel, pest, grub. We just look at it, a guy, he's, you know, classy 7. Great, great player for his team. Ref runs into him and he just pushes him out of the way. Boom. Can you imagine Tony Carroll what he would have copped in this day and age for kneeing a referee in the head?
I would have given him a pay boost.
I would have paid boost. Like, Tony Carroll sent a ref to HIA before HIAs existed and didn't get nothing. In this day and age, I don't know what would have happened. But that is, for me, is so fucking rubbish. I don't even know why I can't even believe it's going to a judiciary or whatever.
I cannot believe he's losing a week. I cannot believe he's losing a week. It's an absolute joke.
And then you got Luai on the other end, escapes
a
ban for a trip, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It doesn't make sense. Like, for the, what was it?
Swinging on and trip.
Yeah. Two things in one. And it was last season he got away with something too, bro. And someone else got done for something less.
Yeah, no, that's just absolute bullshit.
Rubbish. And,
like, the referee should be getting suspended, mate. Not like, get the fuck out of the way. We don't pay to watch you referee. We pay to watch the players.
Yeah, we don't care about you.
Like, bro.
And we,
go
like, we respect
back into,
refs.
Go, like, putting a spotlight on the referees, like, bro, the players are more important than the refs, bro.
Of course.
We can play without a ref, but you can't play without players, man.
Definitely.
Like, just, I cannot believe Jerome's getting, not Jerome,
Luai. Yeah, Jerome Luai. Yeah.
No, not Jerome.
Jerome Hughes.
He's Jerome.
Yeah, yeah, both Jeromes. Hey, they gave the wrong Jerome the suspension.
Bro, like they just that's like they got mixed up, bro.
I think that's what they did, they. Bro, I'll trust
no
the NRL to do that.
Jerome Hughes getting suspended for touching a ref, bro.
And say shit like
referee,
that, bro.
You get a suspension. Go to reserve grade for getting in the way of a player in a key moment of time, bro.
And you know what burns me, cuz they're gonna take the exam to Vegas. Americans are gonna trip.
Cuz from now on, bro, if you're a defender, why the fuck don't you just run into the fucking referee every time every time you're scoring, bro? It's what remember. Jamie Soward 2011 2010 doing the shuffle in front of a Dogs player to and we got a try. It was nowhere near where the try got disallowed. He even put it back on social media the other day, like,
yeah, it's that was still hurts.
Just go do that every time, bro. Go do that every time.
One more thing is Nikora, he got 2-game ban. In the game he got sin binned. I think that's a send off offense for like a fucking head eye on the head.
If
and listen, I don't want it to be a send off. I'm not a freaking Karen. I love the game. We love the grittiness. We love the hard things. All right. Like, Simbin for me was fair, but if you want to be consistent, send him off.
If you really care about HIAs and shit, bro, that's a five, six-week suspension.
And he's getting
think the shoulder charge should be banned. But if you do that, if you shoulder charge someone in the head like that, that should be a fully lengthy suspension.
So and Kikau's a big guy too. So bro, for
you, Kikau milked it. Like the Sharks players are milking their penalties, especially Kennedy. Because he would have got sent off, bro. Because, and they didn't even call it because he didn't milk it.
They called it later after three.
It shows that they're looking for the milk more than the hit. If Kikau just lied, I would be telling Kikau, bro, do what everyone else does, bro. Lie down. Be a football player.
Literally. Get away with things.
Yeah. Be messy, bro.
Anything for the news, boys? I think we've covered pretty much.
Yeah, Ilias,
already.
Bro. Ilias
got dropped. Yeah, well deserved.
I feel bad
for him, bro, because
he works hard, man.
He works hard, bro, but man, this was the biggest problem with the Rabbits, bro. Straight out. When you're gonna get rid of Adam Reynolds and you're just gonna bring this young guy that isn't this X factor, like, you know when Melbourne brought Pappenhausen in, you're like X factor. Nico Hines, when he was still in the system, you're like X factor. He made his move to the Sharks. Look what he did. He did his bits. Pappenhausen did his bits. Like, there's players that they're ready for it, and I don't think Ilias is ready for that, straight up.
The guy's had 2 years now to be good, and he's gotten worse, arguably. Like, he's so good defensively, I get it, but why are we having games where Cody Walker's putting in more kicks than Lachlan Ilias, bro? You know what I mean?
It doesn't make sense. Yes, T.
Look, I just got a question for you two.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Man United since there's no episode this week.
Man United finally beat Liverpool in a big game. Listen, cuz. Everyone's messaging me. You're so salty. I'm like, I'm not, bro. I'm actually. I called you back. Listen,
hey. Thanks, guys. Thanks for
watching. I love you, T.
Okay.
Are you taking off? Are you taking off?
No.
We're gonna have a laugh. That's why.
Oh, okay. Why are you laughing? Why are you talking, bro?
Let's get into the... I think
Dean Hawkins, well-deserved. If he's the guy that replaced him, he's really deserved the spot. He's played well in the trials. And Jai Gray as well was a potential player, but I think he's too similar to Walker. Like, I think Hawkins and... Like, Hawkins deserves a go, bro. Like, Ilias has not done enough to keep his spot, bro.
For ages, bro. I think he's had, like, 3 good games that I can remember.
Yeah.
Where he actually left his mark on the game. And it's not good enough, bro.
Yeah. And,
straight out.
And Wyden's back. He could potentially be that 7. I think he wouldn't do too badly there. But because they're so weak in the centres, I think sort of going to give Hawkins a run and play Wyden instead of Kennard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's the news wrap up for this week. Let's get into the tips and then we're off. First games first, Penrith Broncos. What a game. It's at Bluebet Stadium and that's Penrith's home ground, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not really good with NRL stadiums.
So Fish Harris is week to week.
You know what? I was more worried about the Parramatta game.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'd be more worried about that.
Because it's sort of a bogey, yeah?
Like, they always beat you. But no, I'm going Penrith 13 plus here.
Wow. No Adam Reynolds. That's big news as well. I think he's out.
No Adam Reynolds. No doubt about it.
Straight out. No Adam Reynolds. I know everyone's going to say Penrith 13 plus, but I feel like it's going to be a 1-12 game. I think Brisbane are going to have that pain in them from the grand final, and they're going to be like, oi, let's step it up. Make Penrith's life so hard.
Haven't dealt with it, bro. They said they haven't been talking about it.
Well, they're going to talk about it this week. So you're going 13 plus?
Yeah, I just think.
I'm going Penrith.
Don't look right.
I'm going Penrith 1-12. Warriors in Canberra.
Where is it?
It's at Apollo, I think. Warriors Stadium.
Oh, Warriors. I think they're going to get this one. But good on your Raiders. They're playing hard,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, shout out to the Raiders. We didn't speak about them, but shout out to them and the Tigers. We will speak about them next week. But I think this will be a golden point in game, bro. I don't know why it's got golden point written all over it.
Two tough, gritty teams, bro.
I'm going to say Warriors win it by one. Roosters, Rabbitohs. Where wees?
Roosters 13 plus.
Really?
This is a matchup.
We always say this, bro, but this is a, this the Rabbitohs always come out.
No. I always go Rabbitohs to win this one. This is one they just don't look right. And okay. I don't know if the lineup change is going to do much, but the Roosters just look pretty decent right now. So I'm going to go with the Roosters here. And I think 13 plus, bro. I don't know. Something's just telling me.
I'll go Roosters. And I feel like 1 to 12 because it's a big game always. Like it's.
It can go anyway.
It's like
no
the rivalry game, yeah. It can go anyway, but I'm going to go Roosters 1 to 12. Bulldogs, Titans.
At Belmore, I'm going the Bulldogs 1 to 12. And we sort of, like, we honestly had some of our best games against the Titans last year. And with no Dave Fifita, I think he's just so integral to that team. I'm just going to go Bulldogs 1 to 12.
Cause I'm just going to, I feel like Titans are going to beat us because we're at Belmore. That's the only
thing. We won last year at Belmore.
For against them?
Or Tigers.
Oh, yeah, that's last true. Time, we broke the curse, yeah.
Yeah, last time we versed them 2018, I left at halftime.
Yeah.
I remember, I know we're doing this, but I remember AJ Brimson and Ryan James, they were like, AJ Brimson just broke out, and Ryan James is a try-scoring machine. And
I remember Ryan James.
Front row of Belmore, and we're like, hey, keep going. Like, I need you guys. I got you some super fantasy coach. Super coach. And then I think that was the game where Woodsy checked out, mate, because I remember I'll never forget this guy on the sideline, bro. He just kept yelling, don't drop your handbag, Sharon. This was peak bad haircut Aaron Woods, bro. And I'll never, because I laughed through the pain there. I left it after about 50 minutes.
So we're going, you're going what?
Yeah, Bulldogs on to 12.
Fuck it, I'm going to go Bulldogs on to 12 because they're my boys, I back them. All right, Dragons, Cowboys.
Cowboys. I think Cowboys
really?
1 to 12.
I'm going to go Dragons 1 to 12, bro. Very, very tough game. I reckon windy, Dragons bounce back straight up. And if they don't, it's big signs for Shane Flanagan. Tigers, Cronulla.
I'm going to go Cronulla here.
Yeah, Cronulla 13
but
plus.
Shout out to Lachlan Galvin. He looked good.
Yeah, shout out to whoever Fred just said. I don't watch the Tigers game, to be honest with you.
Debutant, bro.
Para, Manly.
Para. Oh.
It's at Combank.
Ooh.
This is a great game,
this is a tough one, bro. I'm going to go Parramatta by like 2.
I'm going to go Manly by 8, bro. I feel like Manly are just classier, man. Straight up.
We'll see.
Manly has been playing better than Penrith as well this year. This year, like, of what we've seen. This year, yeah, bro.
They didn't look that good last week, to be fair.
Manly?
I rated them. A lot of drop balls, bro.
I know, but I rated them in attack. I rated them in, like, in their transition. They look good. Last game of the week, Newcastle Knights and Melbourne Storm. It's at McDonald Jones Stadium, a.k.a. Dan's home ground. Shout out to
Brickies,
Dan.
Brickies, mate.
Brickies.
This is tough. I'm going to go Melbourne.
I'm going to go Newcastle upset them, bro. 1-12.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. But yeah. Every time I tip a tip against Melbourne, they win. So Melbourne 1-12.
Yeah, I'm going to forget my tips, bro. I went 0 from 8 first week. Last week I did 4 from 8. So we're getting there, boys.
Ponga. Wake up, Ponga.
Yeah, well, Ponga needs to wake up. We'll have a conversation about him next week if he's awake or not. That's us, league lads. You guys,
what'd you get?
Yeah, what was your tips?
Five out of eight.
Shake my hand, bro.
I think. I can't even remember.
Shake it in there, though. We're too far away from each other now. That's us, man. Love you all. Take it easy. Subscribe, like, comment, do what you got to do. Do all the magic stuff. We're making shit happen over here on the Ajibis couch. Shout out to League Lads. Shout out to Flexi. Love you all.